Another interesting runner we might get to see on Saturday is coming around an XWA galloper, although I do see that it's also entered to go around in the Mildura Cup on Friday. Brent Stanley's a trainer. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Brent.
Morning, Michael. Yourself?
Going very well. And you? Which way are you going to go with this ex-sandgroper?
I think I'll go to Swan Hill tomorrow. Just a 1300 barrier four with a bit of speed in the race, ticks a few boxes. There's a question mark about the speed on Saturday. So at the moment, we're leaning towards tomorrow. I'll make that decision in the next few hours.
How did you get this horse? He's got a great record over in WA.
Yeah, well, Grant Williams and Alana, when they had their horses over here last time for the All-Star Mile, he said that he had a horse that was just up in his ratings at the moment, so he thought he'd send him over here. There's a couple more options for him.
Well, that's worked out well, having Grant and Alana come and stay with you, because the form that he's shown over there in WA, would you expect that would level up pretty well here in Victoria?
Yeah, I think it will, and just going off what Grant said about the horse, that you know, he's got another couple of grades to go in him, so hopefully he's right, and I can keep that picket fence beside his name going, so I don't cop any bashing from Grant.
Well, you've got Red Alto in the race as well. From what he's shown you on the training track, is coming around the horse that you think is going to be the one to beat? Is he set for a first up win?
It wouldn't surprise me, though, bugger. But you know, he won a jump out the other day, which he doesn't do very often. But he came really good. But I'd suspect that he's going to take a couple of runs to get himself peak fitness.
All right. So we should be backing coming around tomorrow.
Yeah, he'd be the one I'd be favouring tomorrow for sure. Nice horse. You know, he's got a. Yeah, go straight to open company and make the next step. But the way he's going and the way he's been trialling, I suspect it'd be very hard to beat.
All right, well, that's the Mildura Cup tomorrow, and he's currently a $4 favourite, so that's a good push for the listeners out there. And speaking of Grant Williams, he's there at the moment with the four horses, the stars that he's brought over from WA. How's he settled in?
Yeah, he's settled in well. He's been here for a bit over a week now, and horses have been here for a week prior to that. They've done really well, but no, Grant's settling a lot better than the horses, I think. He's standing opposite me here on the balcony, drinking all my coffee.
I was going to say, does he drink all your beer, does he? Do you just make himself at home?
So, yeah, no, he's quiet on that side. He's quiet on that side, but he knocks the coffees around the morning.
All right, mate. Well, good luck with coming around in the Mildura Cup tomorrow. Anything else we should be following?
If you're brave enough to have something on Thunderbolt 2, if he turns up on the day, it should be very hard to beat. But you've got to be brave to back him. He's not ultra consistent in winning.
All right. He goes around in race number 6 as well. Good luck tomorrow, Brent.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Brent Stanley, so coming around, first up to be ridden by Regan Bartlett, currently $4 favourite in the Mildura Cup, and that Thunderbolt 2, whose form, as Brent said, is pretty inconsistent, is the $4.20 favourite in race number 6, so maybe tread warily as well.